episode 545, Confessions of an Upset Mama, Why Can't I?
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive by. Happy day, sweet sisters. How are my friends doing? I pray you're having an awesome week. And guess what? I really want to know, how are you doing? Are you right now just frazzled-dazzled and going into that world? Or are you like, oh yeah, I'm chilling for the summer. It has been an awesome week. I love awesome weeks. I'm really being productive. I'm staying on course. Guess what? I really want to know how you are doing. One way for us to communicate is if you sign up for the Kisses newsletter. It's real simple. It's the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions newsletter. Yes, it goes out at least once a week for you. Just little tips and tricks and goodies and motivation for you. You'll find recipes in there. Just a way for us to extend to each other what we get here over the airways, but we get it in writing and it's dropped right to your inbox. So if that's something you're interested in, be sure to go on over to createyournow.com and sign up for that. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, a huge big hug and a hello and a welcome to the family. We are so delighted that you are here. This is an incredible family and I feel like you're right here with me. We're having this amazing conversation and your eyes are so bright and sparkly. Keep smiling. It's doing your body good. It really is. Today is Confession Day. I love Confessions of an Upset Mama. And this is a really hard one because this confession here, why can't I? It's really more of a confession. Well, you got to stay tuned because it's about the kiddos, but it really comes back to us. Why can't I? When a child wants something, yet is told no, he is quick to ask, why can't I? Why can't I have that sleepover? Why can't I have a piece of cake before dinner? Come on, really? Why can't I go play with my friend? Why can't I have a cell phone? Why, mommy? Why? Does that at all sound familiar? And if you're not getting it from your children, you may actually be getting it from your husband once in a while. Yes, we love them dearly, but they can be the why can't I? And they look at you. Yes, that cocked head that they get. Come on, you know exactly the look that they're giving you. Why can't I is a conversation that you as a mother can't win. You just can't. Your child keeps pushing and pressing harder and harder, asking the same thing, hoping to trip you up and trick you into saying, fine, I guess you can. How many times have you fallen into that trap? Oh, I can count. Okay, it's more than my hands and my toes. I'm just telling you. Oh, yes, I have been tricked. However, with a lot of children, it doesn't add up to that many really per child. So really, I'm doing fine. It's really maybe only on one hand. But the kids do. Our children ask us, why can't I? Why can't I? Well, what if you turn the tables and you start asking yourself that question? Well, why can't I? Why can't I go back to school? Why can't I have an online business? Why can't I love again? Why can't I stay at home? Why can't I write that book that I so longed to write? Why can't I? If you were pressing in and pushing hard like a child does when they want that like massive sleepover like right now, and if it doesn't happen, you know, the world's going to come to an end type of why can't I? How would things be different for you right now? Would some of your dreams be specific goals maybe? Would you be getting closer to achieving an actual dream? Because you've already worked through all these goals to make the dream happen. We started our week this week on Monday with episode 541. Why do you want to change? Why do you want to change? And now we're back to why can't I? We talked about the why, what's holding you. The why you're wanting to change. What's going to keep moving you forward? Let's look at our child again. Who wants something? The conversation ends somewhat like this. Why can't I have a sleepover? And you respond, well, why can't you? You want a sleepover? So how do we treat our guests when we have a sleepover? And the child responds, oh, well, you know, it'd be nice that they come into a kind of a clean house and we have snacks and we eat some fun food and maybe watch a movie and, you know, we just hang out. And then you respond, well, your room is not clean. And this request that you've been making as to wanting a sleepover, I specifically said that room needed to be clean, and that was like 3 days ago, and it's still not done. So I ask you, why can't you? Does that conversation sound familiar? We give it right back to them because that's what, as a parent, that's what we do. We question the question. Well, why can't I, Mom? And we're throwing it back to them. Well, why can't you? Why can't you all comes back to whom? You. Y-O-U. Look in the mirror. When it's a child asking, why can't I? Then it's all what? It's on them. It's his problem, her problem. The reason why something can't happen. When the question now comes to you, why can't you, Mama? Why can't you, woman of impact? We try to teach our children responsibility, but how are we ourselves taking responsibility? This is where the confession begins. Looking at you right now, I see a fire deep within you. You want more than what you are doing right now in your life. You want more, whether it's maybe growing your family, whether it's building that business that you had this dream. Maybe you even have this amazing idea that you want to patent. There's something more deep within you. You know you need and want to get this degree. You got to finish it in order to move on to do and build your business. You know you have so much love to give. You want to have another child. There is something so deep within you. But what happens is you get stuck on the daggum question, why can't I? And when you get stuck on that question, you don't move forward. Man, the kids have got it right. They keep pressing and pressing. And pushing in and trying to get through that brick wall. Oh, come on, Mom. And they bat their little eyes. Oh, I'll do anything you want me to, Mom. Think about your puppy dog. They may not say the three words, why can't I? But when they look at you after you've already given them three treats and they cock their head to the side and they look at you and all of a sudden it's droopy puppy eyes and they have this mouth of like, you could do nothing but kiss it. Only a mommy to a puppy understands that. And you look at them and you're like, oh my goodness. And all of a sudden you begin to melt. We do it with our children. We do it with our puppy dogs. But when it comes to you taking responsibility for you, why can't you have the online business? Why can't you build that dream home that you want? Why can't you get that degree finalized? Be done with it. Why can't you be a stay-at-home mom and raise your children like you always wanted to? Why can't you? Because you are the issue. And I mean that in such a loving, endearing manner. And this is all about confessions, because when I see a passion deep within a woman, that passion is either going to soar or it's going to die within them. And that breaks my heart. It crushes me. Because you were created on purpose, for a purpose. And it wasn't just about doing the laundry. It wasn't just about scrubbing the toilets. And it wasn't just about slaving over a stove three meals a day. Those are all very good things that we can do and ways we can give and serve our family. But that is not what defines who you are. Why can't you? So before I go too much further on this confession, because my blood pressure is going to be rising because I love you so very much, it's like, I got to give you the kiss. The keep it simple strategy is this: may the force be with you. That sounds kind of strange, doesn't it? You see, the kiddos have got it right. Our children know it's time that we take a page out of their book and we use this force field of why can't I? May the force field of why can't I be with you. Your why is either moving you forward or moving you backwards. There's no status quo. There's no staying still. There's no plateau here. You're either going forward or you're going backwards. Where are you? You have a passion in you. Why can't you? May the force be with you. Take the notes from children and press in. Don't give up. Take the next step. It's just that one next step. Now, obviously, it's also talking about things being within reason. I'm not saying here that you need to be going and jumping off of a bridge if it's going to, you know, financially destroy your family. We have got to do things within reason. But I'm talking about all these excuses that we have, that we allow ourselves to build up. And the why can't I is what's holding you back. And when you have that force field that a child does, and you press in and you press through and you don't give up and you take the next step, when you see what is holding you, the excuses will fall. The layers of those excuses, that onion will be peeled back and you will be left standing. You, the core. There is something out there that's bigger than you. You wouldn't have this passion within you. So if our kids can sit here and have a passion of, why can't I have a sleepover, Mom? Why can't I? Come on. Why can't they just come over and play? I mean, just a little bit longer. I know it's almost dinner time, but please, 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 why can't they? Why can't I have that chocolate shake and piece of cake and an extra scoop of ice cream after dinner? Why can't I? They always seem to figure a way. They've got this force field that goes with them as children. But for some reason, as we get older and supposedly wiser, that force field for us melts away. Why? What's holding you? Why can't you? You have so much to give. And yes, it's awesome to do the laundry and it's awesome to have a clean house. And it feels good when we serve our family. It feels good when we love them where they're at. But you know that fire that I'm talking about within you. I can see it in your eyes. I can feel it in your heartbeat. You're saying, I want more of that. Why can't I? If you're needing a little help with that force field, I did. I needed help with that force field. In fact, that's why I have help now. That's why I have a coach. You see, a lot of what I did throughout my life involved a coach. My coach may have been my mom at the time, maybe my dad, maybe a mentor, a pastor in my church, Maybe a best friend who didn't even know that she was kind of filling that position. Sometimes we need help with those force fields so we can see the trees through the forest. So we understand that, yes, we can see this passion and this purpose and the presence of the journey actually be carried out. Instead of feeling like we're just kind of living in this realm with no control and just going through the motions. If you're sitting here thinking that in your head, then you and I need to chat. It was the best decision of my life when I got bold enough, butterflies in my tummy and all, and I was scared. Scared like I had to go to the bathroom scared. I know, maybe TMI, I get it, too much information. But I made that first phone call to a possible coach. And I reached out. And then I typed that email. And I reread it literally, I kid you not, probably about 200 times. That email stayed open because I was afraid to press send. Why can't I? Why not me? Why not you? Why can't you? I finally got bold enough. And yes, really nervous, butterflies and all. And I pressed send. And it was the best thing I ever did. Life changing. It's hard to go through life by yourself. It's much better together. Whether you're tripping up over the things that are right in front of you or the excuses that are smothering you, where you can't see the trees through the forest, or maybe you're just totally confused, I want to help you. So let's have a strategy session together. Yeah, I know what it's like. I've been on your end. But I also know that the passion, the fire that was within me was so much greater. Why can't I? Why can't I? Why can't I? Why? When I press send, those excuses were extinguished. I didn't have any more excuses. Am I still working on some of my dreams? Oh, you better believe it. I got big dreams for me and for you. God's got even bigger dreams. And those are the dreams that I'm headed for. But I know personally I can't do it by myself. And where I've gotten to today, I haven't gotten there by myself. I've had my coaches with me, my mentors with me. Take a chance on you and ask yourself, really, why can't I? Because you matter so much. Be present, be incredible, and most importantly, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.